Hi, Clark. This is John Kyle with Locust Plus. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, John. And you?
I'm doing real good. I got some real good notes from Maria saying Clark wants to get down to the brass tacks. Am I wrong with that assumption?
No, you're not wrong. I've been self-employed my whole life. I'm 68 years old. I'm semi-retired because I have rheumatoid arthritis. But I get 10, 12 calls a day, and about half are about Google. And I just, you know, for the life of me, I wonder how many people want to sell stuff for Google. I mean, I guess it's lucrative, or I wouldn't have this many people calling me, but, you know, not everybody knows the name First Impressions, but, you know, when they're looking for decorative concrete, there's only three people within 150-mile radius that do what I do. It's a very specialized, these machines are $30,000 a piece that grind the concrete. So most of my business are contractors that know what I do. But since I'm semi-retired, have you ever seen these garages and they're epoxy, they just look beautiful, the garage door comes up and you go, wow, I've never seen concrete that looks like that. You know what
epoxy.
Yeah, well, okay, I've done 480 of those, but I do, in the past, I do whole churches, restaurants, I used to do all the wing stops in the South, I used to travel and do all of theirs, but I've slowed down, and I'd like to have some more residential business. I've done more commercial business, Coca-Cola, Toyota engine plants,
yeah,
Armstrong.
All the epoxy goes. You know how it is. I mean, it's the Walmarts of the world that want epoxy, but people who own, their homes, they don't realize that epoxy is a great way to seal their garage as well.
Yes, and I've, over 20 plus years, I've done a lot of them, but the average person just doesn't know. I mean, they think, what is this? This is some kind of special concrete. Is it epoxy? Is it stain? Is it? So I know that you have such a thing as, when I graduated from college in 1979, there were four computers there the size of my diesel truck I'm driving, and you put cards in it. Well, I don't know about all that, but they just put cards in it, Fortran and Cobalt. So it's nothing like today. And I'm not a big IT person. But I know that everybody today uses the computer and search engines to find me and other businesses. So what does your company do for me? I mean, being the first one, if there's only three people that does this in a 150-mile radius, I don't know that I have to be the first one, to be honest with you. I just need someone to find. I just need someone that when they think of what I do, whatever that word is, I don't know, that I pop up. But I just told her last night, I got on my phone, and it said, go to Google Maps, and I filled out all of this information. Took forever. Wanted to know everything about my business, and wanted to know how much I wanted to spend per day with Google, and it said I would get 600 more people a day, and I would only pay for the ad clicks. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah, it's going to cost you a lot of money if you go that route, but yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, when people do that, since I was on a Google Map app, I thought I was dealing with Google, was I not?
You were, but what they're charging you is called pay per click. When you get charged,
Okay.
When you get charged pay per click, you just think about it. Not only do you have customers clicking through to find you, but you may also have saboteurs clicking through and finding you to make sure you pay some money. You ever think about that? So what happens?
Unfortunately, I grew up in a time when everybody wanted out to screw you. So
I know, but that's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, so these saboteurs, that's a great word, I like that. what is the difference in how you would charge on this per ad click thing? Tell me if you would, or just explain to me how that, how your company would help my company.
Right. So we are premier channel partners for Google. So the difference between what you were talking about, where you're paying per click, is we are, we have backdoor access to Google in the form of being certified as Google experts, right? So what they do is they make sure that we understand everything that's going on with their computer programming on their end. So that way when we, when someone is searching for epoxy garages near me, or a garage coatings near me, or even just concrete garage, or even just floor replacement, all the words that people may be searching for, even if they don't know what epoxy is, that can lead them to you.
Right.
So this is what they go to Google for. Whereas, and I'm sure you experienced this in the past. In the past, it might make sense to advertise in a phone book. Well, Google has become basically the internet version of the phone book. It's just a little bit more intuitive in that people don't have to know exactly what they're looking for. They can just do a description of it, and then names will pop up of people to call who can satisfy that thought of theirs. You follow me?
Well, oddly enough, I worked for the Yellow Pages with AT&T 35 years ago, person to person, business to business, and called on them, and I sold them their annual ad that we build monthly, and, we got people a lot of business because, you know, that's where people used to go to find people, you know, was in the Yellow Pages, and that's why I'd sell whole page ads, half page ads, quarters, all that. So,
and that's basically what you were getting pitched by Google when you were reaching out to Google, or however you reached out to them via chat or whatever the case may be. They were trying to sell you on basically a full page ad, and as a result, you would have paid them a pretty penny for that, right? So we don't do the full page ad to start, just because we want people to experience the benefit of just having your listing, almost like having your phone number on 20 different pages, because it's basically, depending on what someone is searching for, your listing will show up, and it's going to be in that map section. It'll be prioritized, but you were saying you're one of the only three people who does epoxy, but you're not one only of only three people who does concrete flooring. Would you agree?
Well, around here, it takes $100,000 to buy the equipment, and no one just hardly does that, and that's why there's very few. You could actually be a painter and tell somebody you do it and paint your garage and get your floor painted, and it comes up in 6 months, and you just threw away $2,500. And I go behind and unfortunately find people that have been ripped off like that, because these paint, the homeowner says, well, he painted my house, I guess he can paint my garage. Well, paint and epoxy, it's all about the preparation. And these 1,000-pound machines that I grind, I take the top of the concrete off. So when I put down my primer coat, that's why I do these companies. They drive their forklifts that weigh 30,000 pounds over it.
Oh, yeah.
And do it
for yours has a minimum, 20-year guarantee on it, right? It's a long-term guarantee. I know that for a fact.
Yes, and it's something that you know, you can, I mean, for a homeowner, I mean, it'll be there for the grandkids as far as that goes, but I realize I need the right search engine words and all of that, so how does your company do that for me? So somebody that doesn't really know about First Impressions, but they want garage epoxy or they want staining, you're gonna have a way that they can find me through your optimization of your software that you have? Is that how that, I may be all wrong.
It's all through Google, right? We're just Google experts. That's the short end of it. We are experts at helping you get found through Google. Okay. Because if you try to do this all on your own, do you know how to program your Google profile to be found by other people looking for what you do? It's okay if you don't, but that's the short version of our sales pitch.
I barely get emails done, my friend.
I mean, you probably remember when we had Commodore 64s of all computers, if you know what that I'm talking about there.
Made by a Radio Shack. That's right.
There you go. There you go.
And if you got one today, they're worth a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Remember when a floppy disk really flopped around? Remember that? That was a fun time.
Well, not really. I just want a computer guy. You know, I dropped out of law school. My dad was an attorney. And computers in the 70s, it just wasn't really applicable to what I needed to do,
right.
You know, and so I never really pursued it, it just wasn't something that, you know, I'm old school. I mean, I'll come to your house and I'll take a handshake and do a job. I mean, I know that's really, really old school, but I still believe in people. I still trust people.
I was a door knocker myself there, Clark, so I know what you're talking about. I mean, I'm not the youngest.
You're not old enough.
Those kinds. What are you talking about?
You're probably 30.
I'm 41. I'm 41.
Well, okay. Hell, the door knocking.
How do you think I know what a Commodore 64 was? That's what I had when I was a kid.
Oh, you had one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at 41, I mean, me being 68, I mean, I remember that coming out of high school, so
right,
I don't know.
Right.
You weren't even born then. Next weekend is my 50th reunion for my high school.
Good man.
Anyway, I appreciate you speaking to me in layman terms about this, and I'm serious about doing something, so I appreciate you putting it as plain as pancakes here for me. So,
absolutely.
What do I need to set up? And do you have is it just a reoccurring monthly fee, like I used to charge my yellow page ad people?
You hit the nail on the head, Clark. It's basically very much along those lines. So we do a month to month program. We get you set up on Google, and we also do the Facebook. I know you know that the Facebook is also important too, so we do that as well. Okay, it's included. So we get
well,
you.
Well,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say we get you on Facebook and Google because those are the two most powerful ways that people search for services in their area. Maybe you don't realize it with Facebook. Unless you use Facebook on your own. Do you use Facebook at all or no? It's okay if you don't. I just wanted to double check.
No, I'm on there and I have a lot of pictures. I change out the pictures and show things that are current, things that I just did in the last few weeks. And so
let me ask you this. To see if you see how Facebook works, have you ever been on Facebook and sometimes an ad will show up in your newsfeed that's very, very relevant to something you were wanting to buy?
Well, certainly I have, yes. And that's a tracking, and that's why everybody says, oh, well, don't track me when I'm on your app and all that kind of stuff. So, yes. I'm on the Weather channel. So y'all do that too?
Yeah, so we run ads for you. We'll make the ad copy, and the beauty of it is when someone is searching for what you do on Google or somewhere else, it's going to get tracked, just like you said. And now, instead of you hating the tracking, you're going to love the tracking because you get to take advantage of that, because when they're relaxing in bed, strolling through social media, checking in with friends and family, all of a sudden your ad pops up saying, hey, weren't you looking for flooring? Well, here, deal with First Impressions USA. Something like that.
Well, that makes, you know, and what's nice, and I'll just apologize ahead of time, because God, you know, doesn't care whether you're black, white, green, or whatever, but most everybody I've talked to is either in the Philippines or somewhere, and, you know, I've got a pretty good grip on the English language. I was an English major to go to law school, but, you know, I'm sitting there going, man, I'm hearing every third word or understanding because they are speaking the English language, but it's not really that clear, and especially when they're trying to speak it fast. I've being in,
well,
being
you're
in
very
sales.
Respectful, though. I appreciate you, Clark, for being very respectful, because there are times that, you know, we're based out of California, so yes, we do have some team members who their accent is noticeable. That is true. You're absolutely right.
Well, and, you know, and they've got a job, and I want them to have a job, and I'm grateful, but, I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, I've got a whole house warranty, and anytime there's something wrong, I have to talk to someone in the Philippines. And I'm telling you, I just soon pull the teeth out of my grandchildren's mouth because you can't understand them. And I know they're getting paid $1.83 an hour versus someone in America, and I don't think that's right. But because I'm paying them American dollars, and then when I have trouble with my well system and I can't understand what they're saying, it is so frustrating, my friend. It is just enough to make you want to start drinking again. Well, I mean, that's the truth.
Did you stop? I don't know if you stopped, though.
Well, I stopped for 16 years. I started back. I stopped again. But, you know, well, I wanted to get my kids raised, this, that, and other, and I think, yeah,
you know,
I still believe.
Same thing with my father. So just a little background, my father, God rest his soul, he had a massive heart attack at 52. He stopped drinking and cold turkey. Cold turkey, he did that. And he survived 25 more years because he said the one thing he wanted to do was see all of us grow up. And he got his wish because he stopped everything cold turkey.
Yeah, well, but and I stopped smoking 27 years ago. My youngest is a veterinarian radiologist. And, yeah, she was a doctor before she was even 25 years old. And when she was in mama's belly, I said, if I'm going to see this child graduate from high school, I've got to make life changes. And that's when I quit smoking right then and there. I said,
Your scare story was different from his, but you made the same choice.
Next to me, I got two brothers, two sisters. He's a heart surgeon for 41 years, and heart disease doesn't know age or anything like that. But 52 is a young man. One massive heart attack?
He was in the Navy, is all I got to say, Clark, and he had his time. He had his time in the Navy. I tell you that right now. He was having a good time.
Well, bless him, bless you, because if I'd lost my dad at 52, it'd been a tremendous loss. So I mean it sincerely.
I didn't lose him. He survived 23 more. I told you, after the heart attack, he quit cold turkey.
Oh, 23 more. Well, praise be to God.
He quit. Because of that, it woke him up. He flatlined on the table too, and the doctors revived him. And after that, he said, you know what, I'm just going to stop everything because I want to see the kids grow up. So he, like I said, he got his wish. He got his wish.
And God was being good, but that took a lot of willpower and strength as just an internal strength. I applaud somebody.
He smoked two packs a day. Before he quit, he was smoking two packs a day. So he was definitely not a light user.
Yeah, well, what a strong spirited man to do that. So my cap's off. Well, I'm glad to know that, and I'm thankful for him in the service. I missed Vietnam by just a year or two. I had a number, military number and all that.
That's actually where he was. You're right.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, all right, friend, I feel like I owe you lunch.
No, we're good. So I didn't even tell you the price, and my apologies for that, Clark. It's a month-to-month program. We do the Facebook. We do $100 going towards Facebook every month, and then we do the Google to get you showing up on all those searches, and we'll build out a website for you as well because, as you know, I know you're not building out your own website, so that's okay. All that is included, and it's a month-to-month cost of $249.
Well, that's not a lot of money. I mean, well, it can be. I guess it's from everybody's perspective. It depends on what the results are to me. So let's just hypothetically say that, you know, 3 months in, and I'm saying, you know, this is the time of year that I really am busy. And if you know, come August and I'm saying, hey, man, I've had three people call me. I mean, what do you do then? What is your contract? I mean, I dropped out of law school, and Eddie said, I always read the fine print, but, you know, we're just being candid with each other. What is the term? I mean, is it a 12-month renewable term?
It's actually month to month, because we expect to earn your business every month.
Hmm. Well, I think that's going above and beyond, but most people don't do that. I mean, you know, because they want to lock you in, and you know, it's kind of like a Hail Mary. We hope the shit sticks on the wall. Excuse my friend. You know,
no, you're right. The 1 year retainer is very common in marketing. You know it from being a Yellow Pages expert. Like that's just how it used to be. But for us,
time we published the book and all that, I mean, you know, you couldn't just say, well, I'm going to rip your ad out of 800,000 phone books if you don't pay.
Right.
Well, anyway, I guess, yeah, go ahead, so $249 a month.
For us, yeah, your Facebook ads, your website will both be live within 7 to 14 days, so we definitely move fast to make sure that you're seeing results right away.
Well, Maria or whoever, sweet lady, said this is a Memorial Day special. I thought, yeah, give me another line. I don't believe that. y'all have a special.
I didn't know we had one.
Yeah, everybody has a special going on. Well, I was a sales trainer for AT&T, and I worked 37 states in the United States, so it's kind of hard to pull something over on me.
You sound like you have the chops as a salesperson. It's not like you're just a man in the field. I was wondering about that. Now I understand. I mean, yeah. Did she tell you we also have the Christmas special running right now too? Did she say that?
Well, she also said I was going to get a honey ham at Christmas time too. But anyway, I close every person that calls me. I just politely ask them. If you don't mind, may I ask how you found about me? And I write down on that contract or paper before I do an estimate where they found me. I close, historically, I close 92% of people that I see. And that's a pretty good number. So if you make my phone ring, the odds are exponentially high that you're going to buy. Well, the average sale for me is about an hour and 30 to an hour and 45 minutes. It's not something that just happens, because this is not a frivolous sale. You may spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 with me, and so I expect for you to understand everything that we're going to do. I want you to be excited about it, as you are. And so I take sales very, very serious. I do it all myself. I'm the installer, I'm the salesperson, and so I understand it 100%.
Yeah.
So
you and I are on the same page. I tell all my reps, like, you got to treat sales more like a marriage proposal, not like a one night stand proposal. You know, you got to really take it seriously. And
and some people talk about 15-20 minutes. I thought, well, you've built no rapport with your future client. You don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about you. And your closing ratio is not going to be what it needs to be. I was happy if I could get some of these numbnuts to close 50%. But if you've got the right personality and are willing to listen, and I don't want people to be robotic or anything, but you can close 80%. I'm higher just because I really take it personal. I was selling Electrolux vacuum cleaners door to door in college, and that many years ago, that Electrolux was $425. Do you know how much $425 would be today? As I told you, I'm on my 50th reunion. So 50 years ago, I was knocking on doors. Got dog bit, too, doing that. But, but you know, salespeople can be a dime a dozen. But, you know, it's if you know what you're doing and you take your work professionally, which I always did, I mean, it can be, salesmen are the highest paid people over doctors. And I've got two doctors and five nurses in my family. But a salesperson can make more than doctors. A lot of people don't believe that. And
well,
maybe,
think about
maybe
it. I mean, even the doctors are being sold every day when those medical device people walk in, pharmaceutical people walk in. Like, think about it. I mean, they're even the doctors are spending
well,
their money. Big time.
A lot of those 480 garages I've done, probably 375 were doctors. I've worked for almost all because of this one reason. They are OCD, and I do a service to their floors, patios. I used to build swimming pools. I make swimming pools and patios look like marble, and they're so aesthetically clean and elegant, and that's and they're so used to being in a sterile environment. 99% of doctors are OCD, all of them. I mean, they're nuts. My brother drives me nuts. And
the fact that their floor collects dust, it freaks them out, so that's why they love the epoxy.
Yes, and they can take a blower and blow it off even if the dog prints get on there. So I work for almost all doctors, but they make it tough. OCD people, man, I'm telling you, I've had them find a hair in my epoxy, and they're going, oh, my. And I'm going, Jesus Christ, this is a concrete floor, and you found a hair? I mean, what? I mean, if we're doing open heart surgery and there's a hair in here with a pig valve, I'm with you. But no, you wouldn't believe the stories I've got.
Yeah,
but,
you know what that sounds like? It sounds like that they got like a black light out or something like that when you were done.
Well, I've had grown men that were doctors, and his wife is also a doctor, and he was on his knees and hands crawling. He found this lady's blonde hair, and he says, well, I know whose this is, and I'm standing there going, okay, whose is that, sir? The people that I bought the house from. I had to grind up and redo a kitchen floor that cost me, my own labor and material, about $2,000 over a blonde hair. And if that doesn't chap your ass, nothing will. Nothing.
Hey, you know what that means? That means you'll do a lot of things for your reputation, which is a great sign. You know, that's the type of business we love partnering with, where you're going to uphold your reputation of being providing quality service, because you knew that was being a pain in the neck, and you still did it.
Yeah. Well, my dad was a very smart man. He was accepted at Harvard, went off to World War II. I'll shut that story down. But he was smarter than a rocket scientist. Graduated first from everything that he ever did, but he didn't have the common sense. But so smart. My children got it from them, and they're so smart. But the point I was going to make is, he said, Clark, you'll get one chance in life to make your reputation. You can decide if it's going to be a good one or a bad one. And I've always tried to remember that. And even though those people aren't right, a one bad doctor would be worse than 500 good doctors because of who he'd tell. And so I've gone back and have fixed the goofiest crap, because these OCD people look at something like I was working on the, you'd think I was polishing the Tiffany Hope Diamond or some, no, it's unbelievable. The things I've done, you would just throw up your socks. So anyway, I want to do this. I know you told me your name, but I really don't remember it. And what is it?
It's all right. We know more about each other. My name is John. Not hard to
John.
Find.
Well, John, no, and that's a great name. Great biblical name. I'm glad to be able to talk to you and be able, you can articulate things, and I can understand you. And that's all I've ever asked. Is some of these people, I'm just going, I don't even know what they just said to me. And I know I speak plain English. I know I do. I mean, I you know, and these people, and that young girl was so sweet, and she was better than 83% of people I talked to, and that's why I'm talking to you. She was doing a better job. I mean, I you know, I still wouldn't have her do you know, the opening prayer at my church or anything, because most people wouldn't. Oh, that's not being nice.
You know what's funny? I will tell you this. She's the sweetest, most God-fearing of probably everyone in this company. Every morning, Maria sends me a notice saying something about, like, the blessings of the day and things like that. Every day, without fail. She's amazing.
Well, I can tell that you value that. And I send that out to my brothers and sisters because I'll read the Daily Word. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's a book, a monthly publication, and it's got a thought for the day, and it's got a prayer.
I think that's what she does, something very similar, if not identical to that. Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, it can really make a difference in someone's day. It can be very uplifting. It's a positive way to, I don't know if you ever heard of Zig Ziglar, but.
Of course.
Anyway,
remember, I'm not the youngest tool. I'm not the youngest cat.
but 41. I mean, heaven. I know you're not breathing.
Come on. I was reading how to win friends and influence people, and also Dale Carnegie. Come on. I read all those things. I was not the guy who's reading Wolf of Wall Street type stuff, because that guy was not relevant when I was growing up.
No. But my little boy, I went through a divorce. He was only 22 months old, and they moved to Atlanta, Georgia, which was about 350 miles a day. And I was traveling, working, and I was listening to tapes of Zig Ziglar, and he said something to me, and I put it on a piece of cardboard and put it on my visor, and it was up there for many, many, many years. Children more attention pay to what you do than what you say. And if you break that down and think about it, that child is going to watch what you do, whether you're going to smoke, whether you're going to curse, whether you're going to be respectful to people, whether you're going to drink, whatever you're going to do, whether it's good or bad, they look to their parents, and they mimic us because that's how they learn. And so I would read that over and over. I was a single dad for 10 years. And I would stare at that thing, and I'm far from perfect, John. God isn't through with me or you yet, but I just hope each day I get a little bit better, that I can be kind to people that I'm around, that I can help people that are less fortunate than me, because God has been so, so good to me. I don't deserve it, but I'm grateful for all of his blessings. So I'm going to let you go.
That's why you're doing stuff like that.
Well, I don't need to be on the soapbox for me, but I'm grateful for good people, and I'm grateful that I got to talk to you today. So I want to be, you know, I want you to be my mentor in this. I'd love to reap the rewards. I'd love to be able to give a review one day for your company and explain to them. I can talk the bark off a tree. I guess you can understand that already. And I got that from my daddy. My daddy he was city attorney when I was a little boy, but he never met a stranger. He was a Gideon. I don't know if you know what a Gideon is, but
go ahead.
The Gideon Bibles that used to be in all the hotels.
All
and hotels. Well, yeah, they've outlawed those because anyway. But I want to do this.
Because that's how the world is today. they outlaw everything.
Yeah. Well, they outlaw everything. And my daddy blamed the Supreme Court. You know, he just said, they allow this to happen. All of this has happened because it's all frivolous. That's what he would say. He said, these lawsuits are frivolous. If you can have a lady get 100-something million because she burned herself on McDonald's coffee, he would say.
Oh, I remember that.
He said, because, he said, that's ridiculous. if you order a cup of coffee, if you don't know that that stuff is hot, you know, then you know, what world are you living in, you know?
But the funny thing is, it does say hot, but it didn't say warning. Don't spill it on yourself. I think that was the issue.
Yeah. And so now, coming from a law background, I look at everything and try and think, oh gosh, you know, can I be sued for this? Is it a trip hazard? I'm authorized to work on every Sam's Club and Walmart in the United States. Took 7 months to get approved to do it. But I learned all the different little things, you know, because if a crack in the concrete is more than a half inch wide, or if it's a rise or it's sunk, it can be a personal lawsuit. And so, it's just gotten to be ridiculous that you can sue people over this crap. I mean, it's not being fair. It's people that don't want to work, that want to sue a company for millions of dollars and do nothing, and they knew what they did was wrong, and that's why my dad said it's up to the courts to not allow that. And they allowed all that to happen. So I want to give you a break, let you go home, kiss your babies and all that. So I want to do this. Tell me what to do, other than just be quiet. And I want you to walk me, be a mentor, do all this. I'm fixing to cut grass. I got 18 acres out here that I cut every week. And I'm fixing to get back on a tractor and do it. So what do you need from me in the next X amount of time so we can be business partners and I can help you and you can help me? And I want to write a personal email to whoever you work for, because I see who you are and the professional person that you are really trying to be and have accomplished that with me. And it's not that I'm very picky about people, but I recognize, I mean, I wouldn't have trained Salesforce for AT&T if I didn't know what was going on. My territory was from Boston to Tampa, Florida. And,
I mean,
tiny. Yeah. I traveled so much. I did. I was a single man. But, you know, and I was out of college and anyway, so what do I need to do? I mean, you say you're going to set something up, it'll take 4 to 6 months and, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so, no, I didn't say that, but hey, you're close. So here's what we'll do, Clark. I'm almost done, actually. I was multitasking. You know, you're a great storyteller, and I love that about you. And, you know, this is going to work really well for us together. But I was done doing a lot of multitasking. I put you under epoxy flooring, epoxy ceiling, concrete ceiling, garage ceiling, concrete garages, concrete flooring, epoxy garages. As well,
concrete staining. I've stained multi-million-dollar homes. Make it look like marble is what it looks like.
And then I'll put floor staining because people won't think that they're putting the term concrete. So all those things are going to be some of your keywords we'll start with. The other thing I wanted to mention is that, we do an onboarding call. And I'll make sure that we get someone who speaks as good of English as you and I do. Okay, but
what rock are they under?
Say it again.
What rock are they under? Someone that speaks as good as us. It's a shame. You know, I mean, I took 3 years of Spanish. It was the law back then, and I'm telling you, I bet I don't know 50 Spanish words. And it's because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
You've got to use it.
Right. I understand it, though. See, I understand Spanish, but it's hard for me to make sentences, if that makes sense. But
I'll offer being ugly to me.
How do I find your Facebook page? I found your Facebook page for the business, which I'm sure you don't use, but how do I find your Facebook page?
I guess under my name.
Okay.
You don't
park your last name.
I mean, diamond. I may be the largest diamond you've never seen. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. But, I mean, if you say on Facebook you did find first impressions?
Yeah, it looks like someone made you one before in the past.
Yeah, the Yellow Page people that I used to work for, there was one made. But I've gone in recently and have added like 30 photographs and you know, trying to make it where if people did find me by some miracle.
We're going to make a new one if you're okay with that.
Have at it, brother.
Okay, because I found Clark Diamond, though. I see you with your family right here. You have a New Harmony Baptist Church photo that's on.
No, New Harmony, no, that's not. I belong to Cypress United Methodist Church.
You just replied amen and amen on May 18th to this. It was someone else posted it. Let me ask you this: does your intro say Chief Cook and Bottle Washer at First Impressions USA?
Yes, sir, it does. That's kind of a joke. I've had four restaurants. My baby brother and I've had a restaurant up in Gatlinburg. If you ever heard of Gatlinburg,
yeah. It says Wendell Jackson Central Mary High School, correct?
Yep, this is the 50th anniversary. That's right. So you found that, and you say that's
you.
On Facebook. Okay. Do you see any photographs?
Yeah, it says Clark Diamond 73. The photograph I see looks like you in a Hawaiian shirt standing behind two younger girls and most likely your wife, I believe.
Yeah, that's probably us down there. Yeah, we go down to Destin two or three times a year.
Nice.
And you're in California. Have you ever made it over? Because you don't sound Beach Boy California.
No. My dad was retired Navy, and he grew up in Kansas, so he kind of taught me how to speak that Kansas style talk, you know.
Well, I don't really see that. I think you're. Dialect is really across the board. Down here in the deep south of all the southern children, man, when I get down in Alabama and Mississippi and places, good Lord, they'll take a four-letter word and it sounds like it's got 12 in it. They draw it. That southern drawl. But you don't really have a distinctive, because I've worked in 37 states. And gosh, when I was up in Boston, I said Boston one time. Well, they break me over the coals. But my own secretary made so much fun of me. She'd say, "Can I just hear you say something?" You know, and I said, "Sure, what do you want me to say?" And she'd laugh. But they cursed. I was a young man back then, but my secretary's about 21 or 2 years old. And I told her, I've never heard a woman say F, G, D, and all these words, I said, I know those words. But I said, to use them in every other sentence like you do, I said, to be honest, it's highly offensive to me. And it doesn't speak well of your use of the English language either. Or either. Or neither or neither. But they were just, all of them up there just cursed. You know, if I drop a hammer on my toe, I'm going to say something. But, you know, they used it just as a normal, just.
As though it's like talking like a sailor is expected of everyone. I know what you mean.
That's right. And my very first Sunday, I'd driven up there, it was a 17-hour drive, and next day was Sunday. I put on a suit and tie, and I went looking for a church. God is not going to ever ask what denomination I was, so I wasn't looking for any kind of Southern Baptist or Methodist. And after 2 hours, I didn't find a church. I stopped at a yard sale, and this big old fat lady, she said, "Well, I'll be damned. I've been doing yard sales for all my life, and I've never seen a effing whatever in a suit and tie come to my yard sale." And my eyes were just peeled back. I said, "Well, ma'am, I've never driven around for 2 hours and couldn't find a single church anywhere I've ever worked. And I thought, well, then that's why. I don't know how it is in California, because I've only flown in and out of California. But, you know, where I live, you could probably close your eyes, and within 30 minutes, you would just run into one, a church somewhere. I couldn't find one.
Walking.
I could not find a church up in Boston. And when I went to a McDonald's, and I looked up there, and there was not even much. There was no chocolate or vanilla shake. It was a frappe. And I said, wow, even McDonald's has been converted up here. Have you seen any of that? Have you worked up in the Northeast?
I lived in Chicago for about 8 months back when I was doing a lot of heavy door knocking. And you know how you said you move around too. So I moved around a lot. And that's where the Hamburger University is, the original McDonald's, like, where they train people to own McDonald's, and they had a test cafe. Their test cafe did not just have one frappe. No. They had a huge selection of these type of frappy drinks and things like that. So you think you...
It's frappe. You got to put the French enunciation on that. Well, my daughter, her husband is a chiropractor, and they went to Chicago last month for a symposium or something, an enema, or I don't know. And she said, Dad, I have never seen such rude people in Chicago. I said, well, I've worked up there. It's really known for their food. She said, Dad, we live in Tennessee. She said, we went out every night to a new restaurant that supposedly was some of the best. She said, she said, we couldn't find decent food in Chicago. I said, well, they've just always had a hysterectomy. I mean, a history of just being, you know, a town of culinary, you know, just delights, you know, a very broad spectrum. And she said, well, we never found it. But anyway, I'm sorry, you're in California. You're only 220. Okay. Hey, well, yeah, you would have shut me off a long time ago if you knew the time here. No, it gets so dark out here. If I see Auntie M and Toto fly by, it wouldn't surprise me. We've had so many tornadic, and we're not really in Tornado Alley like those four people I saw yesterday in Iowa and Kansas. But the weather patterns are really changing. And I do a lot of concrete work because of pool decks and patios. I do a lot of outside work, so I always keep up with the weather, but it's looking pretty dark out here.
Well, that's when the sky gets green, you gotta really worry. You know that, Clark. The green is what you gotta watch out for.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna wear a crash helmet while I'm on the tractor today. But tell me, so you can so John can go home. I'd like to expedite it. I'd like to get it going. You do say it'll take 7 to 10 days or whatever it's gonna take. I respect that. And I'm just blessed that I got to talk to John, and I don't mean that in a flippant way. I really am grateful that this is the first time I've been able to talk to someone with a great knowledge, with some education, that can just be down to earth. So many people think they got to read off of a script. Well, that's not how you sell. That's not how you sell me. I mean, you know, when someone starts reading that, of course I know why they need to do that. They need to stay on track, but they don't have a IQ of 168 either.
You know what's funny, though, Clark? I'll tell you this: in all of my sales practice over these about 20 years of doing sales, I always have a script in front of me just as a reminder, because I like to tell stories just like you do. So I just have it there just to remind myself, hey, stay on track, you know? So it's interesting that you say that.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for people to get off track, especially me. But,
myself.
So you've been with this company how long?
I've been working with this company for, say that again?
Yeah, so how long you been there?
Just since the start of this year. I run my own company. I do solar sales in Southern California as well. I just started with these guys because I started actually using their service, and I like their service, and they just had a situation where they say, hey, do you want to also sell? And I was like, you know, it'd be fun to have a day job again, because selling solar was mainly evenings and late at night, dealing with customers on the weekend. So I was like, yeah, I'll have a day job as well. So that's fine.
Well, I think you're super professional. I think whatever you're doing the right thing, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you, Clark. And, you know, thank you for saying those things. And if my manager's listening, Chris, you hear Clark? He loves me, so that's good.
Well, I was going to say, I'll send an impersonal email to somebody and you know, let them know that really of all the people that have tried to get through to me, they just, nobody's been like you. I'm thankful for you. I really am.
Well, thank you. Can I give you a brief warning? The call may interrupt. If it does, I'll call you right back. Our calls are on a timer. And
okay.
Just so you're aware of that, okay? So, I'll call you right back in like 10 seconds if for whatever reason our call drops for whatever reason, okay?
And you think it's going to drop because we've overdone the time? What are we up against?
Yeah, after about an hour of talking, sometimes our call...
That's terrible. My wife would say, bless you for having to put up with my husband all this long.
It's fine. I tell you what, you won't be the first one that I've had a long talk with, because, like you said, sometimes it's really important to have some sort of natural connection to the people that you work with. And so, you know, we do our best to do that here.
I'm a very gregarious person, you know, I've always heard that a salesperson is the easiest person to sell. And that may be true. And I appreciate when I've got somebody that's a professional that knows what they're talking about. Because really, it comes down to product knowledge. It really does. You know, how well can you answer, you know, objections, you know, in sales, but just knowing what, you know, if you're selling solar panels, I wanted to do it here at my house. I live out here on the farm and got a lake out here. What does that have to do with solar? Nothing. But I have about 60 oak trees, and I put my house right in the middle of them, and I get a monthly utility bill for about $155 to $170 a month year-round, but I have water. I have geothermal heating and cooling. I have a well that's 270 feet deep, and all of my heating and cooling runs off of the well. A lot of people don't know what that means, but I have enjoyed the systems are expensive to put in, but, you know, to have 3,700 square feet and I have an electricity bill of $160, $70, that's really very, very conservative,
very
low.
Very good. Not to mention it basically sets you up for where you're basically like in an aquarium where you're the homeostasis or whatever you want to call it of the temperature in your house stays pretty steady, huh?
Right. Well, my two grandsons are here right now. What do you need? I don't get to see them, but... Oh, I see it. It's a bow and arrow. I'm talking to John the Baptist. Oh, he knows it. It is. And I got it for you and Cruz.
Guess what? We saw like an animal trap.
You saw an animal trap? Was there an animal in it? I'm trying to catch a pterodactyl. That's really what I want. I want to mount it in the den.
You want to come see the trap?
The trap? Yes. Is it out here? Well, hopefully Pappy said it. All right, what do you need other than a credit card number or a promissory note or blood?
Last two things and then a vial of blood. Last two things before the vial of blood. What's a good email address for you, Clark?
Clark.diamond56@gmail.com.
All right, we're there. Last thing, we do an onboarding call. This is where you start talking to the marketing specialist. We're on the sales guy, and then there's a marketing specialist team.
And you're not the marketing specialist?
I know, right? So with the marketing specialist, you can schedule a call anytime tomorrow. Our earliest scheduling window is 9 to 10 a.m., and the last window of the day is 5 to 6 p.m.
Well, 9 to 10, because we're going to leave and go see my youngest, I think I told you. We're going to leave town. All right, I got to go over here. All right, should I get my credit card? You need that?
Yeah, give me one second. And yeah, I'll get this out to you right now.
They want to show me an animal trap, which I don't know of any animal traps. So this happens to be my farm, and I don't know of any animal traps that I have. So I'm excited to see what this trap is.
Well, they must have planted one themselves.
I wrecked them. Wrecked them, hit. Nothing. It's a long joke.
All right, so what I'll do right here, Clark, I just sent you the invite for tomorrow, 9 o'clock, okay? Just to make sure, you are on Central Time, right? I mean, I've been to Tennessee before. I'm pretty
sure
Central. Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's
so
a moment.
5:24, 9 o'clock. Okay, everything is about ready to go. Last thing I need to verify with you, your address on your card is 4584 Alamo Gadsden Road, right?
That's correct, sir.
And then that's the, do you want that address published online or do you want it as unpublished on Google?
It doesn't make any difference. I live on a farm. No one's ever been out here in 20-something years. I don't think they're going
to. Okay, sounds good. Okay, we're about ready to wrap up. I need 3 more minutes if you have that, if that's okay.
3 minutes, if I have to.
Okay, well, I mean, if we don't get disconnected, hopefully it'll be 3 minutes. So last 3 minutes is just going to be this. We'll set up the final pieces of the call here. We're just going to do a quality assurance portion of the call. So that way you can answer or make sure that everything is outlined. And then you'll get everything in email form as well. So that way everything in writing what we talked about. So back to what we were talking about. It's a month-to-month program of $249. There is
that's with the Memorial Day special. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Right, and there is a one-time setup fee of $99. Today's cost is $348.
All right, I'll get over it. Okay.
Okay. And
those
then
is a mole. Can you show them what a mole heel looks like? Oh, I'm still listening. Go ahead, $99.
Okay. Okay, and then so other than that, we allow you to choose a security question. So that way if someone ever calls and says they're with Local/ and you don't believe them at all, you can test them. So it's either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first test name.
Well, my mother's maiden name, Lang, L-A-N-G.
Okay. Easy enough there. All right, so we got that saved. And then last thing is the quality assurance portion of the call. All right, so I got about 3 minutes left. So, Clark, to ensure the accuracy of the order, I'm sorry, first, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Clark. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
First Impressions USA. Incorporated.
Okay, great. And please state your name and title within the business.
William Clark Diamond. I'm president of the corporation.
Okay, so on your card, it'll actually say William Clark, right?
Yes, but there's 7 generations of William, and so I go by Clark, my middle name.
Gotcha, okay. And then, William Clark Diamond, of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of your card account, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, Clark, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. And also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you the security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. Now, I just sent you a text message while we were talking, Clark, from our 877 number, 877-635-6225. Make sure you save that number as Local Splash under your contacts, okay?
All right, and that'll be in my Gmail? Is that right?
A text message on your phone.
Says your Amazon order. No, that's shit. That's something from Amazon.
It should say, hi, Clark. This
John,
is
how about John? How about John Powell?
There you go.
Right. Yeah, I got you. All right, keep that number handy, like under my pillow? Okay.
Save it as a local slash. Just remember that, because that's the number we'll be calling from tomorrow as well, okay?
Okay. All right, great.